I actually felt like this is the first time ever, creatively and musically, that I didn't feel like I had any kind of, like, door that I had to try and open. And it's, my whole career has been based on, wow, you're so genre bending and blah, blah, blah. It's like, you know, and I've always made the joke, like, yeah, you can't put me in a box. Try and fit my ass in one, you know? And I feel like all the music that I make, because I do pop really well. I love rock and roll. I love hip hop. I love soul. And I love, like, southern rock. And I love the blues. Because ultimately, blues and gospel makes you, all these, like, inspirations, like they all evoke an emotion out of me. And they all kind of came into this melting pot of, like, oh, you know, I do all kinds of stuff. And, you know, I used to have to be like, but the, you know, the thread throughout the whole record is like my voice and it's me and my stories. But now I understand that I had all of these influences and all of these things to make me this type of performer and songwriter and now producer. And it all helped me become this type of country artist, and it's everything that I love, and I poured it all into this, and I think that's really cool. And now, like, you know, when you like step outside of like the snow globe and like shake it up and like watch it settle, it's like you start to kind of put the pieces together. And maybe I'm just getting old, I don't know, but it makes sense, you know. I never knew what to say, and you know, there's still a lot of people, like, I'm not that famous. Like, people are like, oh, you're a musician? I'm like, yeah. What kind of music do you play? I used to always be like, I don't know. And now I'm like, oh, well, country, a couple other things. But, like, yeah, we play country. And it's cool. And, like, I like the country music I play.